to Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, and good Friday to you. So, yeah, Football Friday, I know it's cliche, and I hate cliches, but what else am I going to do? What else am I going to call it? So here's the deal. We go over the NFL games. We give you a likes, dislikes, some angles to the game. You're not going to want to listen to me give a prediction because I don't know.
Just tell you whether or not it's worth watching.
I'll tell you whether it's worth watching. Is it worth watching? Is it worth your time? If you get the game, is it valuable to you to settle into a game like whatever? Let's get started right away. We're going to Frankfurt, Germany, once again in Germany for the NFL International Games. And it's going to be the New England Patriots at 2-7 going up against the Colts at 4-5. As I mentioned earlier, the Patriots are 3-0 in international games, but when they had Tom Brady at quarterback, I checked their roster, and Tom Brady isn't on their roster anymore. They don't have him anymore. But you know who they have, Ron? Bill Belichick. That's the big story coming into this game. So everyone thinks Bill Belichick, if he loses, could be fired in Germany. Now, that would be really, really mean of Robert Kraft to leave him on the tarmac in Germany. Nevertheless.
But with a name like Belichick, isn't that German?
I think so. Maybe it is. Maybe he'll feel right at home. I don't know. But would he actually do it? That's the question. The Colts continue to start Gardner Minshew as Anthony Richardson has been shut down due to the shoulder injury. Nevertheless, the Colts are still fighting for a reputation in the AFC South, trying to get back to 500 at 5-5. But the Patriots are the one team everybody's kind of paying attention to. I think more people are interested in the Patriots side of things because this is a ship that is sinking fast. They're 2-7. This is some of the worst. This is Giants 2-7. This is Arizona 1-8. This is Bears, 3-7 now, I guess? This is Carolina. They're around these teams.
Yeah, and the big common denominator with all the teams you just mentioned, star quarterback is injured.
Right.
Missing some pieces around here and there, or rookie.
Right. Not Mac Jones.
Not Mac Jones in, his third season now?
Yeah. By the way, the reports are J.C. Jackson is not with the team because he failed to meet curfew last week against Washington.
Oops.
So they didn't take him to Germany. It's like that Hard Knocks clip where Jeff Fisher a guy.
He cuts a guy because his girlfriend was
He's like, what part of the rules do you not understand? The guy's like, I know, she wasn't supposed to stay, man. I'm really, really sorry. Yeah, I know you're sorry, but you're done here. It's like, what? You're done here. Yeah, bye-bye. So J.C. Jackson doesn't get to go to Germany because he missed curfew. That's just being a stickler for the rules. All right, how about this one? Is this a good game? Tell me, Ron. Texans and Bengals. Like, are we starting to get a fever in Houston that these games now are they're playing the Bengals.
This is a huge, huge fever in Houston.
Sure.
In fact, I'll tell you what everyone is in Houston off air because it's too racy to say on air.
All right.
But it is, yeah, there is, I mean, everyone is all about C.J. Stroud.
Way more than you could have asked for.
Yep.
Way more. This is like if you said to your dad, I want to go to Disney for my birthday, and your dad rented out the entire park.
Right.
I thought that we were supposed to do that. No, I was willing to go with other people. Oh, I just bought the whole thing. I just rented out the whole thing. That's the way this is. If we could just get some solid quarterback play, I guess. I don't know. 4-4? 14 touchdowns, one interception in the conversation of playoffs? Bengals are rolling, though.
Running
They're
away with rookie of the year.
Running too. Away with rookie of the year. In the MVP conversation.
In the MVP.
Unlikely to win it, but still in
As
the conversation.
Rookie, no rookies never won it, right?
Never win it.
Yeah.
What are we, crazy? We had to create another award for them so that they can be recognized in the school of recognition. Cincinnati's 5-3. Like we said earlier, they're rolling. Joe Burrow's healthy now.
Yeah,
they're clicking.
They figured it out.
They figured it out. So,
well, you know, they didn't figure anything out.
Yeah, they just waited for Joe Burrow to get healthy.
Burrow got healthy.
How's that calf? Getting better. Good.
Yeah.
That's all we need. Not changing anything. Good. You're fine.
Jamar Chase, he's got a hurt back, but Burrow will just find someone else.
So all of a sudden, this game, which could have been a walkthrough, is now interesting.
It is.
Saints and Vikings. This is the Josh Dobbs Show Part 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all in for it, too.
I'm kind of in.
I'm kind of rooting for the Vikings here.
I'm kind of pulling for Josh Dobbs, man. I think somebody should create a Josh Dobbs jersey, but it's patched with all of the teams that he's been on in a multicolor jersey that looks really cool for Josh Dobbs. If they haven't already done it for Ryan Fitzpatrick, yeah, they're unlikely to do it for him. But that would be kind of fun.
I mean, it's almost be a tie-dye jersey, right?
Kind of, yeah. All the colors just coming together in this meld of color. If you mix them all together, they just come out, what is it, black or brown? What's the color that if you dump all the colors in, they automatically come?
In between. Black. I think it's
black.
Yeah,
maybe so. Nevertheless, that would be kind of cool. But the Josh Dobbs train is got the Vikings. Well, they're 5-4. He had nothing to do with that but getting a win last week. But guess what? The Saints are 5-4. And if you've been listening to the show, you know I couldn't care less. All right. How about the Packers and the Steelers? Let me think of something good offensively to say about both teams.
Come on, it's there.
Yeah, Jordan Love didn't throw a pick last week. Is that good enough? No.
No, you know what? I'll give you one that's good about this game.
Are shutting down the noise of George Pickens complaining? Maybe. All right, give me yours.
Ian Eagles on the call.
Oh, Ian Eagles on the call. That's good. That's
so.
That's
I mean, it actually means, you know, CBS cares about this one.
Yeah, CBS seems to care about this if Ian Eagle is on the call. Steelers are 5-3. They're averaging 17 points a game. It's awful, but their defense is awesome in takeaways. They get the football. They're third in the NFL in takeaways. The defense is really winning them a bunch of games. Now, the Packers had this period of time where Jordan Love, in the beginning of the year, wasn't turning the ball over, and then a big chunk of games in which he was. Then he didn't against the Rams because the Rams barely showed up to play. But that could be the one factor in this game you want to watch out for. Is the Steelers just keep on doing it, finding ways to seal victories with their defense. Packers are 3-5. How about the Will Levis Tennessee Titans against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Both teams are 3-5.
Mm-hmm.
The Buccaneers have lost four straight. The Titans are 0-4 away from Nashville. Something's got to give here, kids. I'm really looking forward again to seeing Will Levis grow as a quarterback. But I have to say, one of my daughter's Christmas wish lists was a Will Levis jersey. And they're going for like $180.
All right. That's not, you know.
Is that reasonable?
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money to get her a Will Levis jersey.
Do they know something that we don't?
I don't buy jerseys. So if you had told me they were $500, I would have been like, I guess. But I think that's a little high because it could be one of those, you know, it could be everything. It could be nothing. There are a lot of Jake Locker jerseys walking around Nashville and Marcus Mariota jerseys, which, by the way, you can just change the nameplate to Levis and you'd have a Levis jersey. But the Buccaneers are an enigma to me because I really thought that they had found something early this season. And I know it's early and we shouldn't get all high and mighty on a team, but then they start 3-1. With just a loss to the Eagles, and then now they've lost four in a row. They don't look good at all. Pat Donovan, I think, tweeted out that they are suffering some injuries, but Baker Mayfield's regressing a little bit.
Yeah.
As much as Baker Mayfield can regress.
Well, and then that defense, I mean, you know, they just let a rookie come into their building last week and just absolutely torch them.
Exactly.
So why
exactly.
Can't Will Levis go in and do the same, right?
How about the Niners-Jaguars? Is this not the game of the week?
I think
it's this the Kevin Burkhardt game?
I just saw it.
Maybe not.
It's not, no. Okay, no. Kevin Harlan is doing Houston-Cincinnati.
Okay.
I just saw it. Why?
Kevin Burkhardt, Greg Olsen, Aaron Andrews?
No, Joe Davis, Daryl Johnston.
Oh, Daryl. They gave this to Joe Davis?
Yeah, it's Fox.
This is a big game. Well, Kevin Burkhardt's on Fox.
Okay.
That's their number one team.
Kevin Burkhardt? Oh, that is right.
Kevin
yeah.
Burkhardt and Greg Olsen are Fox's number
That's
one
right,
team.
Yeah.
Nance and Romo are the CBS team. So I'm looking for who's getting the primary
you'll,
game.
When you keep going through the list, you'll understand where Kevin Burkhardt's going to be.
Okay, I got you.
What the number one game this week is.
Jacksonville has won 5 in a row. And the Niners are getting Debo back, and they're 5-3.
I'm extremely interested in this game.
Me too. If there's a game where Doug Peterson and the Jaguars have to go, hey, no one thinks we're still in the NFL.
Right. Well, this is a tale of two quarterbacks. Both
sure
of these
is.
Quarterbacks need a win because Trevor Lawrence needs a signature win this season. And Brock Purdy needs to show everyone, hey, guys, I'm not a fluke.
No, I agree completely. You're right. Okay, I'm checking real quick. Brock Purdy once, Just once. No. Yeah, no, just once. No, twice. This is the third time. Third time that Brock Purdy, who was picked last, is facing a quarterback that went number one in the draft. You want to guess the other two real quick?
Real quick, the other two, I would say Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford is one.
And Kyler Murray?
No, good question. Kyler Murray has, you know, it's a Joe Burrow. They just lost to Cincinnati last time they played 2 weeks ago. So there you go.
I just went for the schools in the same division.
Yeah. Very good. Good guess. So you got the Matt Stafford one right. So third time he's faced a number one overall pick.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, as we continue, it is Wake Up Call. We're going through the NFL schedule game by game on Sunday. To give you an idea of what you should watch and what you should pay attention to, maybe something that you shouldn't pay attention to, I don't know, but we're going to give you our thoughts on them. But before we do, if you're still looking for amazing gifts, I got the place for you. It's called Total Wine & More. I found the best gifts for everyone on my list, including a single barrel bourbon that my dad will love, with the lowest prices for over 30 years. You love what you find, and you love what you only find at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. All right, we continue with the NFL schedule. So where did we leave off? They left off with the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the 49ers. The next game in the afternoon, we got Browns and Ravens. Is this the Kevin Burkhardt, Greg Olsen game?
No.
No. Oh, okay. So there's even a better game on the schedule coming up.
No, there's not, but you'll see why.
I'll see why. Okay. So Cleveland taking on the Ravens. Ravens, I think, are the best team in the NFL. They were my number one team on my top five, bottom five this week. At 7-2, I think they're extremely complete. I think Mike McDonald is going to be a head coach. He's their defensive coordinator, pushing all the right buttons. Todd Monken has worked some good things into the offense. He hasn't been a complete game changer, but it's been enough to get the Ravens rolling. But the Browns, if you want to be in the party, you got to keep winning games like this. The Steelers, who can't score if their life depended on it, have found a way to beat the Ravens one time. You are going to have to figure out a way to beat the Ravens, a team like that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Ravens took the earlier game of the season and did it convincingly. I'm looking it up now. Yes, they beat the Browns earlier 28-3. So if you want to be in the party, Cleveland, you're going to need to get a split against, again, I think the best team in the AFC.
Yeah, I don't really see Cleveland doing anything.
No, not either.
In fact, I mean, this will be a one-sided game, I believe.
Is it still a Watson shoulder watch situation?
No, he played. He's playing last week, right?
He's playing last week, so he's playing.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he might fake something for this game because I don't know if I'd want to go behind that line against this crew.
Get out of this. All right, so that's at least on that level. But, like I said, the Ravens, we'll wait till December. I think that was the thing that Ken Wyman told us, right? Look, we'll see in December.
Yeah.
When Lamar Jackson, if something should happen, he gets a little banged up, what will happen after that?
Yeah, you know, is he still running as much as he normally does? And I don't know.
We like to peg the Spiro Dedis game. Because we love Spiro Dedis, but he seems to get games that aren't quite marquee.
Yeah.
Is he on the call for Arizona Atlanta?
Oh, you know it.
Is he?
He is.
Spiro, we love you, man. We
CBS
love you.
Sports doing him dirty.
Listen, I want Spiro Dedis to be on a major game. A major game. A can't wait for it, buckle ups, everybody lock yourself in game.
In fact, I was going to catch myself saying this, but no, this game was so bad because doesn't Fox normally have NFC games?
Yeah.
This game was so bad, Fox was like, oh, you guys have an extra crew. Here, why don't you take this one?
I'm surprised they didn't give it to PBS.
They should have given it to PBS. With a little scroll at the bottom saying you can donate to either of these two teams now.
Exactly. And if you donate, we'll give you the Ken Burns Civil War set. Or maybe the Ken Burns baseball collection.
Yeah.
Call now.
But, I mean, okay, you know what you tune in to watch for in this game? Kyler Murray's return.
Kyler Murray is coming back. He's got hurt late December.
Yeah.
and is coming back. So there is something to that. Yeah, you're right. It's not Taylor Heinicke. I think that's the Heinicke didn't have a bad game in their loss to Minnesota, but
no,
the Falcons' ship is starting to get wobbly.
With the other afternoon slate of games, this one will probably largely go unnoticed.
You know what's a big, you know what's becoming a big deal in Atlanta is wondering why Bijan Robinson isn't used more in the red zone.
Yeah, that's
why
a good question.
Why is it Tyler Allgeier in the, and that's it?
It's not a John Voight from Varsity Blues situation, right?
Right, right.
Remember,
no, right?
The running back did all the work.
That's right.
And then, you know, then when it was time to score touchdowns, no, we'll give it to the star quarterback.
Give
and
it to
he
Lance.
Runs it as Lance.
That's right. Give it to Lance. That's right. Good point. Arthur Smith. Come on. Hey, Arthur Smith, Bijan Robinson can deliver on time.
He can.
Does that make sense? All right. All right, how about the Lions and the Chargers?
This one scares me.
6-2 Lions. Chargers are 4-4, but they both are averaging 25 points per game. Are the Chargers kind of clicking now, or they kind of all right?
I'll let you know.
Had some stumbles, had some errors,
had some stumbles along the way. Now they've kind of fixed it, remedied it. I don't know, but this game is actually this should be a good game.
The Lions are coming off a bye week.
In fact, I would have if I had the wherewithal, I might have flexed this one into the Sunday nighter.
Yeah, I could see that. I'd do that. So yeah, Lions and Chargers. That's a very very good game. Is it the Burkhardt game coming up? Giants Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what we're doing now is whenever the Cowboys are somewhat good, we just put the number one team on Fox on Dallas, no matter who they play.
Exactly. Or when you can almost guarantee that they will win.
That's right.
Because
right
what,
now,
that's what America's team. That's what America wants to see is America's team winning.
There's a bunch of young Giant fans who have really never seen the Giants beat the Cowboys. Dallas has won. Get this, everyone: 11 of the last 12 meetings.
Wow.
In this rivalry.
Was the last win the Odell Beckham Jr. catch?
Good question. I don't know, but that's a long time. That's like 6 years of playing each other twice. So
I think that might have been their last win.
Might have been.
Because I remember that was the upset win.
11 of 12 have gone Dallas's way in this series.
Mm.
So remember the good old days when Eli would beat them in Dallas?
Yeah.
Remember the good old days? Those days are gone. Done. All right, so the Cowboys are 4-5-3, and I guess when they're the story, that's when you send the A-team.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty of other bigger games than this one.
I agree completely. I got to be honest with you. I'd kind of be upset about the Jaguars 49ers game going to Joe Davis.
Yeah.
Joe Davis is like, oh my God, they've just given me the World Series and they've given me one of the biggest games in the NFL a week later.
Did he just stay in Dallas?
Yeah. I might as well have. I mean, hey, my rainbow can't get any more exciting.
I might as well just find an apartment here.
I should just stay here and be part of this. How about Commanders and Seahawks? Seahawks are quietly good, aren't they?
They are.
They're another one of those. Geno Smith may not be popping like he used to be, like last year when everybody was buzzing about him.
Well, it's because
they're a good team.
Geno Smith now it's kind of like old hat. Like Geno Smith is just doing Geno Smith things. Last year it was like, who is this guy?
Wow, look at Geno Smith coming back in life. Look at comeback player of the year.
The last time we heard about you were being shipped off to Buffalo with a broken jaw.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's the thing about the Seahawks, though? Okay, they did lose to the Rams to start the season, and that's fine.
Right.
Their only other two losses are to AFC North teams.
Yeah.
Like it's more just if you just keep winning NFC games, you're gonna be in the conversation.
You're gonna be fine. You may not win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you may not win the division when the Niners have everybody back, but you're certainly going to be in better shape than other wild card teams.
I was
going to
say, you know, maybe they make the Super Bowl as long as they don't play AFC North teams. But
that's very true.
But if an AFC North team makes the Super Bowl, just write that team in.
Wait till they play Pittsburgh on New Year's Eve. Steelers will score 8 points, something like that, something basic like that. That'll be all they got.
But maybe they hold the Seahawks to 7.
How about Sunday night's game, Jets and Raiders? I don't know about this one.
God, on paper at the beginning of the season,
this
was awesome.
Oh, did it not?
This was awesome.
Oh, my God. Rodgers, Garoppolo, McDaniels.
No, you know the story. Rodgers going up against Adams.
Adams,
even
right.
though they never see each other on the field, but, you know, head-to-head, who's going to leave which offense better?
that embrace at the end of the game. Oh, it's
this is how bad
gold,
it's gotten.
Everybody.
My son has Devontae Adams on his fantasy football team, right? And I manage it for him. I help him out since he's too busy to really, really dive into it. I'm sitting Devontae Adams this week, which is, I think, a cardinal sin.
Yeah, but it makes total sense.
Yeah, I don't have faith in the Raiders against this Jets defense.
Think Aiden O'Connell can't throw to him?
I just watched what Justin Herbert, who was supposed to be 10 times better than Aiden O'Connell, did with the Jets. And he struggled.
There's nothing sadder in football than a superior defense looking at the offense going, can you just please help us?
Yeah.
Like, please.
And I think this is going to be a defensive grudge match. I would be surprised if either of them got into the 20s.
Zach Wilson, struggling. You know, they only have 8 touchdowns in 8 games.
Yeah.
That's awful. Awful. All right, how about Monday night? The Broncos and the Bills. I might have to expand on this a little bit. I don't feel like these teams are going in opposite directions like you hear people say, but the Bills are kind of struggling right now. The Bills aren't really playing good football.
No, you're
right. And the Broncos, look, they're not. It's not like they won 4 of 5. They've won back-to-back games. They beat Kansas City, which was bound to happen when the other team wins 16 straight. And Patrick Mahomes has the flu. So I'm not going to be all high up on the Broncos. But I want to get into something a little bit. And I'm almost afraid to admit this, in that Sean Payton may be okay. Like there's some things about the Broncos that are pretty good. We'll talk about that coming up. But there you go. There's our list of games for Week 10 in the National Football League. Some of the good, some of the bad, some of the ones you have to watch, some of the ones you can avoid, but it's still NFL football. And if you watched last night, you might as well watch some really good games this weekend. It's Wake Up Call, Sportsman Radio.